So the special fellowship I alluded to is something we've been enjoying here in Lake Forest.
Right.
In the book, The Economy of God.
Amen.
We just completed the second half of chapter 6, which you can see on the title of your outline, entitled The Inward and Hidden Parts.
Right.
So this is referring to the inward and hidden parts of man.
Right.
But the first half, just to give a general summary of what was covered 2 weeks ago, first half of chapter 6, we saw that there are three parts of man, the body, the soul, and the spirit.
Right.
Right.
And we see that we'll also guide into our fellowship concerning the matter of the soul being of three parts, the mind, the emotion, and the will. And I have a diagram here that will actually give a sort of a description of what we're going to cover this morning concerning the three parts of the spirit, which is the hidden part. The hidden parts of man realize the human spirit, concealed deep within the soul of man.
Amen.
It's the deepest part of our being.
Amen.
So this may bring some of you back to your days early in the church life, some of us who participated in the New Beginners Fellowship. But it's always good to come back and enjoy in a fresh way, in a new way, the ministry, especially concerning the things pertaining to the economy of God.
Amen.
So this first diagram I have here is on the spirit. We have the body is our outward part of our being. The soul is the inward part. And then
just put it on top of that.
And then center, which are the three parts I mentioned, are the three functions or faculties or parts of the human spirit. Fellowship, conscience, and intuition. So that's what we're going to discuss this morning. And we see on the outline that the conscience is the function of the spirit that perceives right from wrong and condemns or justifies. So we'll just go ahead and read Romans 9, 1 together.
I speak the truth in Christ, I do not lie. My conscience bearing witness with me in the Holy Spirit.
So we combine Romans 9, 1 with Romans 8, 16, which says, the Spirit himself witnesses with our spirit that we are children of God. On one hand, the Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit. Then our conscience bears witness with the Holy Spirit. That's when those two verses combined tell us the conscience is the leading part of the human spirit.
Right.
And maybe give an just an example and a reference pertaining to the fall of man. And in Genesis 3:7 we see it says, and the eyes of both of them were open to see that they were naked.
Right.
To know that they were naked. So I'm referring to they as Adam and Eve. After they had partaken of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which the Lord had forbidden them to eat.
Right.
And their eyes were open because their conscience became active. It became alive.
Right.
Now, when God took the man to form man out of the dust of the ground, breathe into his nostrils the breath of life, that man might become a living soul, initially their conscience was put into man's spirit, but it was not activated, it was not energized, until they partook of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Right.
And their eyes were open to see that they were naked. Right away, condemnation came in.
Right.
And self-blame. They knew the difference between right and wrong.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, saints, how does that really apply to us today concerning the matter of our conscience? Well, let's see if I can... and I'm not implying, saints, that any of us have done this, at least not until after we were saved. Not after we were saved. But let's say we're in a Friday night group meeting, and we're joining the Lord to the uttermost with all the saints. And the time runs late. And before you know it, it's quite late. And you're anxious to get home. And so you're driving home. And you come to a traffic light that's red.
Right.
And you're there at the light. And you're just somewhat, because it's so late, you're anxious to get home. Your anxiety. And you look around to see if there's any Orange County Sheriff's Squad cars around watching, or California Highway Patrol cars. You don't see anyone, you don't see any oncoming traffic in any direction. So you make the decision to go ahead and proceed through the light.
Right.
It's red, it's not changed to green. But as you're driving home, you realize, you know, why did I do that? That's the conscience. You become enlivened, you become activated, it's condemning. Start to consider, why did I proceed through that red light?
Right.
So this is really something that we have to deal with concerning the matter of our conscience.
Right.
Right.
Okay, the second part of the human spirit is the fellowship. And we have this verse, John 4:24, that tells God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truthfulness.
Amen.
So to have fellowship with God is just to contact God, to serve God in our spirit, to worship Him, to enjoy Him, to become one with Him.
Right.
This is to have fellowship with Him.
Hallelujah.
Right.
That He could be everything to us as our enjoyment.
Amen.
And we worship Him in our human spirit.
Amen.
So it's wonderful just that we could have this wonderful fellowship. God is faithful through whom we were called into fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. So we're called into this kind of fellowship, which is in our mingled spirit.
Amen.
So that's the conscience, and that's the fellowship. So third part, third faculty, that's part of the human spirit is the intuition. Now you might think, well, what is intuition? That's the deepest, most mysterious part of the human spirit is the intuition.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll go ahead and read point C. The function of the human spirit that gives us a direct sense of God,
right,
a direct knowledge from God, it's a sense of life that's not reasonable. You know, when I was growing up, saints, there was some talk around concerning women's intuition.
Yeah.
I think maybe some of the older generation might remember that.
What?
And it was more or less defined to mean that women had a sixth sense intuitively to sense different matters that men could not.
Right.
And I don't know if any of the sisters ever experienced any kind of women's intuition. Lord Jesus. I would say, okay, but I would ask this question. Does this matter of women's intuition, is it a direct sense of God? Is it a direct knowledge of Him? According to the sense of life, without reason? If not, then that's not what we're talking about this morning concerning intuition being a part of the human spirit. Our God is not a respecter of persons. If there were, then there would be such a thing as men's intuition.
Everybody has this intuition.
So enough said. Lord Jesus. Okay. Let's read 1 Corinthians 2:11.
For who among men knows the things of man except the spirit of man which is in him? The things of God also no one has known except the spirit of God.
Amen.
So no one can really know the things of God except the spirit of man within him. And this is really what we're talking about concerning the matter of having a direct knowledge of God.
Mm-hmm.
Very mysterious, yet very real to us. We have this kind of sense of life that is without reason.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. So our human spirit is really quite... quite available to us, but if we don't know the human spirit by these different faculties, the conscience, fellowship, and intuition, versus our soul, mind, emotion, and will, then how can we know the Christ who lives in our spirit? We have to have such a discernment to know the conscience, the fellowship, and the intuition, that the Lord could really bring us into the enjoyment of Himself through the fellowship and through the conscience condemning and blaming us, so that we could turn, repent of any offense toward God and toward man, be washed in the blood, and have our fellowship with God restored.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, then the second part, Roman numeral 4. The four parts of the heart, mind, will, emotion, conscience. So we saw in this portion, saints, that they're not four parts of man.
Right.
Just the three parts that we are well aware of.
Right.
But the heart, here according to the second diagram, okay, we have the body, again, the mind, emotion, and will, and the conscience
soul,
are what comprise the heart, what
right,
comprise man's heart.
Mm-hmm.
And the heart, as far as the conscience,
mm-hmm,
the representation of God Himself is the
mm-hmm
conscience.
Mm-hmm.
But God knows all things,
mm-hmm,
and He's higher than His representative. So when our heart condemns us,
mm-hmm,
we need to have our heart sprinkled from an evil conscience, as it says mm-hmm in Hebrews 10:22.
Mm-hmm.
This is how we deal with our conscience, so we can be brought back into the enjoyment, back into fellowship with God. Okay, let's go back to point A, the mind, the main part in the soul that thinks and reasons.
Amen.
Okay, we have this verse, Matthew 9:4. Why are you thinking evil things in your hearts? This particular portion, saying to Matthew chapter 9, is referring to the disciples had the paralytic. Mm-hmm. And they were bringing him to the Lord, that the Lord could heal him and he would be able to walk again. What did the Lord say? He said, rise up, your sins are forgiven. And right away, the scribes rise up. And it begins to reason among themselves, this man blasphemes. So the Lord, right away, he knew what they were thinking in their hearts. So even in our hearts, we can have an evil thought when we're thinking. Mm-hmm. Right? So this is really what happened with the Lord. He knew that the scribes were, by saying that he blasphemes, he doesn't have the authority, the power to get rid of sins. Who is he? Mm-hmm. But this is the kind of thought that was in the minds of the scribes when they heard the Lord say to the paralytic, sins are forgiven.
Right.
Okay, B, the will. The part of the soul that makes decisions, chooses, refuses, and seeks. We've seen this in the first half chapter 6. We're just repeating it here. Okay, Acts 11:23. Who rejoiced and encouraged them all to remain with the Lord with purpose of heart. So we know the purpose has everything to do with our will.
Yes.
Showing our will and also a part of the heart. It's also the mind, emotion, and will. Mm-hmm. The part of the soul. It's also a part of the heart concerning the matter of our intention, our purpose. Okay, good. See, the emotion, the part of the soul that expresses love, joy, and sorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Could we have someone look up real quickly? We have John 16:22. Look up John 16:6 as well. Okay, 16:22, and your heart will rejoice.
Mm-hmm.
So this has everything to do with emotion, the part of the soul. We rejoice in the Lord this morning. We sang, we came here to the Lord's table. We're rejoicing. That comes out of the emotion, which is also a part of the heart. So if anyone has, we want to read John 16:6.
But because I have spoken these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So we see sorrow is also a part of the emotion, part of the soul.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we can all testify. We experience sorrow. And this really has very much to do with the soul. It's a part of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Lord Jesus. Okay.
Amen.
Okay. The conscience, point B, the leading part of the spirit that perceives right from wrong and condemns and justifies. We covered this. Okay, we've seen that the Word of God is able to discern the thoughts and intentions of our heart.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we need to have our hearts sprinkled.
Mm-hmm.
Day by day, my heart should be sprinkled with the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
Right.
Confess our sins, open to the Lord. This is how we deal with our conscience. So the Lord can really come and wash us.
Amen.
Cleanse us.
Amen.
Fellowship with Him can be restored in our whole being.
Amen.
Right. Amen. The enjoyment of Him in the holiness of all in our human spirit.
Amen.
That we can touch Him, contact, enjoy Him, and become one with Him.
Amen.
Very good.
Okay, how about someone read 1 John 3:20?
Because if our heart blames us, it is because God is greater than our heart and knows all things.
Amen. So we mentioned this, that He is higher than our representative, which is our conscience. That if our conscience is going to condemn us, saints, then of course God Himself will condemn us.
Yeah.
So we have to come to Him.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to open to Him and to be cleansed by His blood.
Amen.
That He could wash us. Cleanse us from all of our sins. And this experience we have concerning our hearts being sprinkled with conscience is so precious.
Mm-hmm.
It's so wonderful because we can do this throughout the day.
Amen.
We can come into the Lord's presence again to enjoy Him as
right.
Father. Transfuse all He is into our being.
Amen.
Our fellowship with Him, so we can be brought back into the light.
Amen.
Walk in the light as He is in the light.
Amen.
And fellowship with Him and with one another.
Amen.
Okay, good. We'll